Bonjour, Francophiles, soon to be Francophones, after this fantastic newbie lesson we have for you. My name is Erica.
Hi, I'm Marie. Salut.
Today we're going to learn some more basics. We're going to learn how to say goodbye.
Something going to use.
You probably will use it. We have two people now that are having some trouble saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Here's the dialogue three times. Do your best to try to understand what's happening. Afterwards, we're going to come back and translate everything for you.
Dialogue first time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
Dialogue second time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
Dialogue third time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
So here is the translation. Au revoir, ma chérie.
Goodbye, my darling.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Goodbye, my darling.
Au revoir, ma chérie. Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Au revoir. Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Really, I have to go, Sophie.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Seriously, I have to go, Sophie.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie. Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
What? Who's Sophie? Goodbye forever.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
What? Who is Sophie? Goodbye forever.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
First, there's a lot of smooching going on. They were having some trouble pulling their lips away, and they were trying to say goodbye. So we learned how to say...
Au revoir.
And we're going to first of all focus on the pronunciation of that. So say it really slow.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Faster now.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. He said something nice after.
Ma chérie.
Chérie.
Yeah, you got this really sweet word.
It means like darling, but he says my darling.
Ma chérie. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a woman. So to say my, you say ma chérie. Mm-hmm. So...
Au revoir, ma chérie. Au revoir.
And then they still just keep kissing some more. So he's like, come on, seriously. No, really, really, vraiment.
Vraiment.
I gotta go, truly. Mm-hmm. Vraiment. Mm. He didn't really sound that convincing, right? But then we learn how to say, I have to go.
Je dois y aller.
Je dois y aller. Now, literally, this means, I have to, there, go.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Later on, as you advance levels, you'll understand all the parts and why the there goes there and this and that. For now, it's good to learn it just as a fixed expression, because it's really common. People say it quite
it
a
is.
Bit.
Yeah.
Amri, je dois y aller. Ciao.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, Erika.
So, je dois y aller. Sophie, he says. Common French girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie.
Yeah.
And then, the kissing stops. Hey, wait.
Quoi?
What? Quoi?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah, she realized quickly that, qui est Sophie?
Yeah, like, hey, that's not what my parents named me.
Qui est Sophie?
Qui is how you say who. How do you say who is?
Qui est?
So, let's practice that a little bit.
I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay.
Qui est Charles de Gaulle?
He used to be a president of France a long time ago, right?
Uh-huh.
He was a general.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. Okay, give me another one.
Qui est Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Qui est Michael Jackson?
Come on, do the moonwalk.
Michael Jackson is a famous singer we sometimes call Jacko.
Okay.
All right, give me another one.
So, qui est Bill Gates?
The Microsoft man.
That's right.
Okay, now she's like, what? Quoi? Qui est Sophie? jerk. Now says another way to say goodbye. Yeah. What is it?
Adieu.
Adieu. Now, this is different from au revoir, right?
Yeah, completely different.
This means goodbye forever.
That's it. You don't say just when you're going to see your family or friends the next day. You don't say adieu.
It's a way to say, psh, I'm never talking to you again. Adieu.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I mean, or unless there was a situation where you really weren't ever going to see this person again,
yeah,
for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason, adieu. It's,
yeah,
not, it's not something we say on a daily basis to, hey, see you later. It's still a word you're going to hear a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Because mm-hmm. it's used kind of sarcastically.
Yeah.
It's a way to say so many things to your boyfriends. Quoi qu'il soit, adieu. So which is the one then you would say to people?
Au revoir.
Yeah, you'd mm-hmm. say au revoir.
That's for sure, yeah.
You know what?
Quoi?
Now we're going to listen to the dialogue three more times.
Vraiment?
Vraiment. Here it goes.
Dialogue first time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
Dialogue, second time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
Dialogue, third time.
Au revoir, ma chérie.
Au revoir.
Vraiment, je dois y aller, Sophie.
Quoi? Qui est Sophie? Adieu.
Okay, so we're back. We got a couple things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with au revoir. Now, is this a formal thing to say?
No, it's a universal word that you for a French person.
Okay, you can say it to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It literally means at the re-see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So if you're in front of your family, friends, boss, any kind of situation, mm-hmm. you can say au revoir when you leave.
Would you say it to someone that you don't really think you're going to see again?
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter if you're actually going to see him again. It's mm-hmm. just a nice way, like,
yeah,
it's almost saying you wish you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, universal goodbye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Okay, we learned two ways to say goodbye today. One is the one that you're going to use, and the other one's probably not.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to hear it, so right. It's important to know.
Okay.
So, I'm going to create a scenario. You tell me which of those two goodbyes you would use, right?
Okay.
So, bye, friends. See you tomorrow.
Au revoir.
I hate your guts, and I never want to talk to you again.
Adieu.
You're dying? Oh, bye.
Adieu.
Okay, well, it was nice meeting you. Bye.
Au revoir.
Okay. Now, another thing we learned today was the word for darling.
Chérie.
People say this word, chérie, as like a, hey, chérie, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that French people use a lot.
And then in the dialogue, we learn how to say ma chérie. What's the difference?
Ma chérie is a little bit more affectuous than chérie.
Okay.
It's even sweeter. It's even sweeter because you say ma chérie.
My darling.
Yeah, it's your little thing.
And the ma chérie, you mean you're talking to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was a man?
It would be mon chérie.
So you say mon chérie instead of ma chérie.
Yeah.
And so if you're not sure which one of those two to use, just say chérie. Because that works for them both, right?
Yeah.
Until you figure it out later. Okay, well, so make sure you come visit Frenchpod.com. If you have any questions, you can ask us there. And there's other things you can find to study tools to use outside the podcast if you want to go even faster.
Yeah. Sorry, Erica. Je dois y aller.
What? Quoi?
Je dois y aller.
We're not finished yet.
Vraiment, je dois y aller.
We're not done yet.
Sorry.
Adieu, Anne-Marie. You're such a jerk. Adieu. And to you, our Frenchpod listeners, this is not adieu, just au revoir. See you tomorrow. Now, je dois y aller too.